Let's speak to Sajid Javid, who is Economic Treasury, Economic Secretary to the Treasury. I must get the title wrong, right, if I can. Good evening, and thanks for coming.
Good evening, Peter.
Would you agree that the prime thing we need, you as a government need, and we as a country need, is economic growth? That in the last year there simply hasn't been any. In fact, it was minimally going down. And that there is nothing really in this package which is going to stimulate their growth?
No, I don't think. I'd agree with the starting point that we need economic growth. We need more economic growth, of course, and that's what we need to create jobs and investment. But I don't agree with your final point, because that is what the government is absolutely focused on, and there's plenty to deal with.
I mean, it was a neutral kind of budget. I can't see anything in this which is really going to stimulate anyone.
Okay, well, let's talk about a couple of things that were actually in your package. The investment in plant and machinery. The allowance that companies get at the moment is £25,000 a year. That's the tax allowance that they have for what's called capital investment. And that's been increased tenfold to £250,000 a year for the next 2 years. That benefits 99% of
businesses. Yeah, but they're not going to buy anything unless there's somebody to buy the products. You know, this is already what I was saying. It's like saying, let's encourage the banks to lend some money. Nobody wants to borrow money unless there's the prospect of selling something at the end of it.
No, it's not that at all. I mean, companies, having run businesses myself and worked in the business world for 20 years, I don't know if you have, but when you make
these... well aware I haven't.
I'm not aware of that, actually, but I'm happy
to see to your knowledge.
I wasn't aware you're not, but I just thought the nature of your question suggested that you weren't aware. But when companies make investment decisions, they look at the cost of capital, and tax allowances make a huge difference to the cost of capital.
Yeah, but surely when they make an investment decision, they look at whether they're going to sell anything at the end of the process, and then just invest for fun, do they?
Oh, of course not. But they invest where they see opportunities. And let's look at what companies have been doing in the last 2 years. Companies have created, these are private companies, 1.2 million jobs in the last 2 years. That's more than offset by a ratio of 2 to 1. The job reductions that have taken place in the public sector. Employment today in Britain is at the highest level ever in its history.
Yes, yes, we're aware of the employment.
And that's great news.
Yeah, not such good news, as I said at the beginning, is the fact that the economy isn't growing. I mean, you've worked for a major American bank. I think that's right. I'm right in saying that.
An American bank and a German bank.
And a German bank. The US seems to have managed growth. I think it was 3%. And yet, over this period, we haven't grown at all. I know you'll say, oh, well, the Eurozone is in decline now, but even there, they did have some growth. You know, we've had nothing.
Well, no, I think, first of all, when you pick the US as an example, I mean, you clearly have picked your examples very carefully. There's some very unique factors that apply to the US. For example, the low energy costs, something actually the Chancellor referred to today when he talked about the government's gas strategy. The US economy has benefited hugely from a low cost of energy, and that clearly helps companies. Also, it's a global reserve currency. It also, in terms of trade, in terms of percentage of exports from its total GDP, it's one of the lower ones in the world because it trades so much with itself. It's the largest economy in the world. We trade, over 50% of our trade is with the Eurozone or with the EU in general. And when it catches a cold, clearly we're going to have a problem. And so we can ignore the global factors that are going on in the economy. The important thing is the government's getting on with the job. Well, you could have had a government like the previous one that stuck its head in the sand, ignored all the problems and just pretended that they wouldn't hope that it would go away.
Yeah,
or you can have a government that confronts the problems and deals with them.
Well, the problem is lack of growth, isn't it? The real problem is you're not going to get the deficit down. You're not going to get the economy any sort of balance unless you get some real economic growth.
Right. I think, once again, you're wrong. The deficit is coming down.
You can balance it up. Well, we keep hearing predictions for the future.
Not predictions. Let's deal with the facts. When this government came to power, the deficit was £159 billion.
A year.
The deficit, absolutely, a year. That meant that the previous government was borrowing £500,000.
And when's it going to be balanced up? When's it going to be balanced?
And at the last set of accounts, for the last financial year, the deficit was £121 billion. That's a cut of around a quarter. And today, the OBR said that with the government's plans, the deficit would be £108 billion.
Yeah, I know. There are various factors, but it's still a lot of money.
You just said the deficit isn't coming down. You're not going to get it down. The deficit is coming down.
Well,
it's been coming down. Of course, it's already come down this parliament.
Yeah, but it's not going to be balanced up. Well, Britain, let me. You don't accept what I say.
I don't at all. Maybe you've got someone else who knows the facts.
I'm a business reporter. Let's hope I have some grasp of it. How can you hope to create growth with a fiscally neutral package? I mean, you need to create a step change in the economy. Looking at the graphs, up, down, as Ed Ball says, flatlining, whether you use his term, that's largely accurate statistically. How can you do that when you're not pumping more money into the economy?
Well, I'm glad you asked that question because a number of people asked that, and it needs a very clear answer. Well, first of all, no country can go on living beyond its means. You cannot keep spending money that you don't have. You can do it for 1 year, 2 year, 3 years, but you just can't keep doing it.
You can't borrow money that you don't have either.
Well, no, you can.
You have to create a way out.
Right. And if what you're suggesting sounds like the same suggestion that comes from the Labour Party, which is the way to deal with the debt problem is even more debt, even more spending, and even more borrowing, which is clearly ridiculous. What you need to do is take control of your finances and come up with a credible plan about how you're going to deal with those finances in the long term. Because if you don't have credibility, you'll soon find that the people that you rely on to buy your bonds don't exist anymore. Now, if you want examples of that, you don't have to look too far. You can look at Greece, you can look at Portugal, you can look at other countries that are having huge problems because they're not dealing with the debt.
And because
the second thing
growth.
Is, the kind of investment by government that is most important is capital investment when you're looking at growth. And the Chancellor also announced today that he's shifting £5 billion of spending over the coming years from departmental budgets on ordinary everyday spending to capital spending, and he announced some capital programs today. So I'm sure you agree with me.
Capital investment has plummeted in the last few years.
Well, there you go again. You're absolutely wrong. You've got to look at the figures. I mean, the figures have been published today by the OBR. So let's look at the facts. This year,
I'm talking across the UK economy.
Well, absolutely. And I'm talking about the US, the UK as well. So this year, the UK economy, according to the OBR, there'll be £33 billion of capital investment, government and private. Under the last year of the previous government, it was £29 billion a year, and it was round about that figure, below £30 billion for each of the last 4 or 5 years. You've really got to get your facts right before you bring me on.
Yeah, John Pienaar, come on in.
It's
going well, so sorry. Yeah.
I'm shocked. You guys just haven't been briefed.
Oh, dear.
John knows. John normally gets it right, but
It's distressing to see you shocked, Sanju.
It's shocking.
I mean, you mentioned your credibility.
I think you briefed Ed Balls, didn't you, or something?
You mentioned your credibility in the market, and you're going to accuse us now of attacking you for being too hard and too soft at the same time, but we're interested in your position from every angle. Let's be clear about that. And on that precisely, when the government came in, the Chancellor said we could judge his success or failure by the maintenance of the AAA rating. Right. Is that still true?
The AAA rating is very important, absolutely.
Is it a mark of success or failure? If that now changes, will that be a mark of failure?
It's very, very important. It's part of the package. You know, the AAA rating is clearly important. And as a government, we want to make sure that as we take all this necessary action, as we do what the British people expect us to do, which is repair the British economy after years and years of mismanagement, that part of the outcome we want is to try and maintain that
there's
rating.
Credible speculation.
But it's not in our control, obviously, ultimately. The rating agencies decide for themselves.
There's credible speculation that the AAA rating may be, before too long, at risk. And I mention this not because I want to make a pure debating point, because I'm not trying to debate with you. It's really to get the point across that in the end you may have your plan, but ultimately you are at the mercy of wider events,
like every other government in the world.
And we're being told by your colleagues with great conviction in their voices that there's a plan which will deliver growth. It is a coherent plan.
Absolutely.
The truth isn't the truth that you are wasting your treading water and hoping that things turn for the better.
No, not at all. Not at all. We're doing what is in control of the government. In control of the government is government spending, it's taxes. Those are the levers that we have. We don't have some magic we can pull out of the box. I mean, you had the previous Prime Minister, Gordon Brown, he thought he could abolish the economic cycle. He said he could get rid of the cycle of boom and bust. I mean, that's what you call Alice in Wonderland economics. We're dealing with the real world. And when you deal with the real world, you will get challenges that are outside of your control, like the Eurozone, like global commodity prices, like the US economy, the Chinese economy. So you deal with what you can.
Sajid, thank you for your company.
Thank you very much.
And that's Sajid Javid, who is Economic Secretary to the Treasury. And Dom and John had a little go as well. Always fun to hear from all three. It's 17 minutes past six.